I'm Chris Parrish, Chief Investment Officer at Oak Harvest Financial Group. We're an investment management and retirement planning advisor located here in Houston, Texas. Welcome to our October 29th Stock Talk podcast, keeping you connected to your money. This week, we're going to cover three topics. They are inflation, interest rates, and the yield curve. Now, listeners, I want you to know upfront, I'm going to do this from the perspective of one person. That is the perspective of a money manager and how these factors may or may not affect an investment portfolio. I will not be covering how these factors might affect a retirement plan or an overall financial plan. That is a future video topic for Troy and the financial planning side. This week's podcast title, Inflation, Interest Rates, and the Yield Curve, and what that means for your investments. First off, viewers, if you're getting your economic calls of hyperinflation from social media CEOs living in foreign countries, please reconsider your sources. Yes, inflation has had an uptick the last 15 months. However, I have to ask, how much has this affected you, your savings, your spending, and your investments the last year? I've probably talked to over 100 clients, prospects, neighbors, and family members on this topic the past 12 months. Their concerns have largely shifted from paper good pricing, like toilet paper and paper towels, to now meat pricing and availability. The barbecue and grilling crowd in Texas, like myself, is distraught over brisket and baby back ribs pricing. And finally now, everyone's latest worry, largely because it's been headlines on TV, is energy pricing. Now, my contacts have all had great arguments about their own real-time data points for their own concerns. I don't want to minimize their feelings on these things. However, what I have done and what I want to do and continue to try to do is to minimize their concerns that these are big things to the economy and that they have a problem for in their investments or in the markets. Now, please remember, I'm addressing the accumulation saver stage, pre-retiree and retiree communities when I speak of these things. First, retirees. If you're anything like our typical client or prospect, you probably already own your own home and have a portfolio of stocks and bonds in your savings and retirement accounts. The value of your house is probably 15 to 20% higher than it was 2 years ago, and while your bond portfolio might have some unrecognized capital losses in it, you do not own bonds for capital gains reasons. You own them to produce some income. Finally, your stock portfolio is likely up a fair amount since the S&P 500 is up over 25% year over year the last 12 months. And while no one should annualize a gain like that, or even an average gain in the markets the last 10 years of over 10% into the future, these gains do far outpace the uptick in current inflation that you are spending your savings on. And for those listeners on Social Security, throw into the equation for 2022 the benefit of the largest cost of living increase adjustment in 13 years at 5.9%. So what I'm saying to you is your retirement savings account and net worth, including your home, have likely far outpaced the rise of inflation in the last 12 to 15 months. For those of you still in the workforce or looking for part-time work to supplement income, there are 10 million job openings, and the wage increases that are being offered far exceed the current rate of inflation. Which brings me to the best part of my story. Inflation is likely peaking for the next 3 to 4 months, as are long-term interest rates. Behind me are two charts, one of long-term interest rates represented by the 10-year Treasury bond, and the second chart is of the yield curve, which I spoke last week. So here we are, this is the 10-year Treasury, and you'll see we've rallied. Interest rates have increased about 1% over the last year, but they're still the same level they've been for 10 years. And you're going to hear on TV all sorts of stories about the yield curve. Well, the yield curve is starting to trend down, you know, just as it was for almost 5 years. I'll tell you what that means. Looking at these charts, you can see that long-term rates have stalled out and peaked in the fourth quarter, just like they've done every other time this cycle when the Federal Reserve started its tapering process. That's positive for valuations of the overall stock market through mid-first quarter of 2022. The second and timelier chart that I was referring to is the yield curve as calculated from taking the 10-year interest rate and subtracting the 2-year interest rate. This is called the tens to twos curve if you want to sound like a geek at parties. We discussed this topic as one of our four early warning signs to tops, corrections, and sometimes crashes in last week's Stock Talk. Let me remind new listeners, that you will likely begin hearing warnings and maybe dire predictions about this dynamic. As we try to do things at Oak Harvest in advance of what you might see on TV, we try to anticipate and address these concerns in advance. Our interpretation of the data on yield curve flattenings and inverting say that for the foreseeable future, this topic should be noise. A flattening and subsequent inversion of the yield curve in which short-term interest rates exceed long-term interest rates is typically associated with a recession in the future. However, the future is defined as 18 to 24 months after the yield curve inverts, not just flattens like it's starting to do. With that in mind, a yield curve inversion has preceded each recession over the past 50 years. The data compiled by Credit Suisse shows that the market has rallied on average another 15% in the 18 months following the initial inversion, let alone a flattening, with a recession hitting on average 22 months after the inversion. So the typical pattern is this. The yield curve inverts, the S&P goes up higher and tops something after the yield curve inverts, not flattens, and the US economy goes into recession 6 to 7 months after the S&P 500 peaks. So where do we sit now? The yield curve sits around a positive 100 basis points. Yes, that's down about 15 basis points from last week, but it's far above the zero line. That, in my view, is bullish. What is it really bullish for? Well, I'd argue it's really bullish for large cap technology and growth at any price stocks for the next 3 to 4 months. All one has to do is look at the yield curve chart since 2010 and see when it's steepening, what groups and sectors outperformed, and when it's flattening, what groups work. And while we are not running a hedge fund for our clients at Oak Harvest, and we do maintain diversified portfolios for our clients, we do try, in advance of these shifts, to tactically move some money around across these leadership sectors. So there it is, inflation, interest rates, and the yield curve for investors. What they are, what they mean for your investments, and whether we should worry about them and their effects right now. For now, it still looks and acts like a bull market for equities, albeit having exited the seventh inning stretch. Our view is that large cap technology and growth at any price should lead an aggressive fourth quarter rally into late January of 2022. From there, it's likely to be a replay of our first half 2020 outlook, which was curb your enthusiasm. At Oak Harvest, we think our clients are best served by helping us, helping them with our future needs and risks instead of dwelling on the past. Our forecasting is far from perfect, but we like to keep you up with what it's saying about the uncertain future, not rehashing the already certain past. At Oak Harvest, we're a comprehensive financial planning advisor located in Houston, Texas. Give us a call to speak to an advisor and let us help you craft a financial plan that meets your retirement goals. Call us at 877-896-0040. We're here to help you on your financial journey into and through your retirement years. Many blessings, stay safe, and have a great weekend. I'm Chris Paris with Oak Harvest Financial Group.
All content contained within Oak Harvest podcast expresses the views of the speaker and is for informational purposes only. It is based on information believed to be reliable when created, but any cited data, indicators, statistics, or other sources are not guaranteed. The views and opinions expressed herein may change without notice. Strategies and ideas discussed may not be right for you, and nothing in this podcast should be considered as personalized investment, tax or legal advice, or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. Indexes such as the S&P 500 are not available for direct investment, and your investment results may differ when compared to an index. Specific portfolio actions or strategies discussed will not apply to all client portfolios. Investing involves the risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.